Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. In my last story, it was an absolute failure for King David to move the Ark into Jerusalem. It ended up with one man dead. It has been 3 months, and during this time, David has been preparing for the event more in line with the law of Moses. Join me in my last story in the series, David Inherits a Kingdom. King David spent time preparing to move the Ark of God to Jerusalem this time. He made a special place and set up a tent, as per the law of Moses, when the people of God built the Ark of God. And this time, only Levites, who God has chosen them to be ministers of God's people, will be moving the Ark of God. David called on the Levites to bring the Ark into Jerusalem, with David leading the processional. The Levites consecrated themselves in preparation. Special poles were made so they could carry the Ark of the Covenant, and only Levites were in the processional, with harps and lyres and many other instruments to sing praises unto their God as the Ark is being moved. The trumpets were blown in the front of the Ark, and sacrifices of 7 bulls and 7 rams were set before the Ark. King David was clothed in a robe of royal cloth, along with the Levites who were carrying the Ark. The singers began to sing as they moved the Ark to Jerusalem. As the Ark entered Jerusalem, King David removed his robe with only a small wrap around his waist, was dancing joyfully before the Lord in front of the processional. The crowds cheered as the processional wrapped its way through the city to the place where the Ark would be put in the tent they had built to hold the Ark. Additional burnt offerings were made in the afternoon. All people in the crowds were given special treats of bread, dates, and raisins. It was all a joyful day as all of Jerusalem celebrated the return of their God to Jerusalem. If you listen to my last story, you will notice there is a tremendous difference in how King David moved the Ark. The first time it was done David's way. The second time it was done according to how God demands the Ark of the Covenant to be treated. Now it sits in a tent in Jerusalem, the capital of King David's kingdom. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.